Now better? Yeah, I hear it. Okay, the theme of this presentation is how to use grid computing in order to speed up data mining algorithms and particularly prediction. So agenda for this presentation. First, I'll try to define the problem, what we are going to solve. Then I'll present solutions that are already available for solving such problem. Then I'll try to show our solution to this problem and try to prove that it's better than others. The benchmarks will actually help me to prove this. And at the end, I'll show you upcoming developments, what we're going to do next. So what is the problem? The problem is well known that size of data available for statistical analysis for data mining grows very rapidly from year to year. According to one of the surveys, it is reported that 29 responders told that their data warehouse size increased at least twice in a year. 13% of responders told that their data size increases 3 times. 8%, even 4 times, increased their data warehouse in 1 year. Just a couple of examples to prove this. Hudson Bay Company increased in 5 years their data storage 10 times. Walmart in 9 years 200 times. Even in 1999, they had data storage of 100 terabytes. Now you can even imagine how large is it. Generation 5 increased their own data 15 times in 4 years. So how to deal with this? What are available solutions? For first solution, it's obvious and it's the best, just to improve algorithms. But most of known algorithms are known for tens of years. Even small improvement, it's a major effort, major success, and this happens very rare. Second approach is sampling. Sometimes it's very good, but sometimes it's not that obvious how to do a good sampling, as one of the previous speakers showed us. And another, sometimes it leads to accuracy lost, and sometimes it's just impossible to use it. If we need to predict 10 million of records, we can't predict just 10,000 of them. Third solution is just brute force to use faster processors. But speed of processors doubles approximately twice every 2 years, while even hard drive size doubles approximately twice every year. And as we saw, data size grows even more faster. Another solution is to use multiprocessor computers with shared memory, with symmetric access to the shared memory. But there are several drawbacks of this solution. First, it's very cost ineffective. HCPU server costs 6 times more than 8 1-CPU most expensive workstations. Second, that multi-processor symmetric computers are usually limited by 32 processors. Fourth, that we still require to develop parallel algorithms, and it's also not obvious how to do them usually. So our solution that we think is the most appropriate, that solves most of the problems, is grid computing. The benefits of this approach is that it basically gives you unlimited computational resources for very low cost, just for cost of ordinary computers. The challenges is first that you have to design algorithms that support parallelization. The better level of parallelization that support, the better for us. Second, that data exchange between different computers in the grid must be very low. They are connected with low bandwidth media, and we can transfer a lot of data. Third, that synchronization overhead between different computers in the grid must be also low, because otherwise the speed will drop significantly. So what are available solutions based on grid computations which are available on the market? First, commercial applications. SAS. SAS doesn't support any of its procedures to be executed on several computers simultaneously. But they're moving in the same direction. In the latest version, they proposed a means that will help you to create parallel algorithms. Statistica supports only validation that can be executed on several computers. Other companies such as SPSS, KXCN, Unica doesn't support grid computations. There are more achievements in academical institutes. For example, LINDA is a general framework for grid computations. Unfortunately, it's a basic general framework without any data mining applications, and we haven't found any data mining algorithms that were implemented using this general framework. Second is PADMAS framework. It was created by data mining specialists, and they implemented only neural network algorithms on it. Third development is DDoL. It's also a general framework, and they created clustering algorithms based on k-means approach for this. So what is our solution? We also implemented a general framework for creating data mining algorithms that can be executed on computer grid, and we implemented prediction in this framework. As to the best of our knowledge, it wasn't done before in production environment. One of the main achievements is linear scalability of prediction algorithms with growth of number of computers in the grid. Second benefit is that we can combine heterogeneous computers in our grid. For example, you have 8 CPU server, you have 1 CPU workstation, you can both put them in a grid, and our load balancing algorithm will give 8 times more load on your server than in a workstation. By this, you will utilize your resources up to a maximum. Third is that it's a general framework. Although we implemented right now only prediction that can be executed in parallel, but any statistical algorithms that support parallelization can be used with this framework, and we are planning to do this. Another thing is that it allows concurrent execution of several projects simultaneously, provided load balancing according to priorities assigned by different users. That is very important for corporate environments where they have central storages and multiple users. Also, we provide fault tolerance, which means that if one computer in a grid will fail by some reason, another computer in the grid will take its load and the project will complete successfully. So now I want to show the general architecture, the main components of our computational grid. First and most important component is central node. Central node is a computer and software installed on this computer, which is responsible for coordinating all processes going in the grid, for load balancing, for submitting tasks to computers in a grid. Second component are calculational nodes. These are really workhorses of our solution. They provide computational power, they receive jobs from central node, process them, and notify central node that they completed. Third component is data storage. It's a place where data is stored for the project, and it must be shared between all calculational nodes and central node. fourth component, it's user software, where user creates a project. To create the project, he needs just to supply two tables, one with for prediction, one with training data set, one for target data set, without any special data preparation on his side. Then he provides list of variables, and then prediction goes. So just basic overview of load balancing algorithm. So central node starts, after that it starts automatically software on calculational nodes, and after that the grid is ready for usage. User creates the tables, creates the project, submits to central node. Central node divides each project into chunks. Each chunk is submitted to the calculational node, and as soon as it finishes, it notifies about the central node, and if central node has anything else to do, it will give another chunk of job to the calculational node. The prediction algorithms that we used for testing our solution was developed in Generation 5. It is based on well-known nearest neighbors approach with distance metrics that was modified and takes into account relevance of each input variable. Why did we choose this method? Because it allows high degree of parallelization. Basically, the most advantage of this method is that you can predict each target record independently of other target records. In the extreme case, you can say any rotation grid to predict just one record. But of course, we don't use such extreme approach, and we submit number of records, usually it's several thousand for each calculational nodes, in order to achieve maximum performance. Historical data must be shared between all computers in the grid. So how did we test our and benchmark? We used two prediction projects. They were actually were from real life. And one of them was relatively small, one of them was relatively large. Why did we do this? Because sometimes grid solutions work well on large projects, but perform very poorly on a small project. So small project contains 40,000 records in training set, 40,000 records with missing values, contain 22 independent and one dependent variable. Large data set contains 250,000 records in training set and the same amount in data set with missing values. It had twice as many independent and five times more dependent variables. Total number of missing values was more than 1 million. Here is just a brief overview of our test configuration. As you can see, that central node was powered just with ordinary workstation. Database server was located on the same central node, so you can combine several components of our solution on one computer. Actual grid calculational nodes, the amount varied from 1 to 5, and they were dual CPU 1 GHz Pentium 3 computers. Network was gigabit Ethernet. Pretty usual configuration. While it's better. Here are our results. What did we measure? We varied number of calculational nodes from 1 to 10 and see how many values did we predict per minute. For there is a little thing that I want to tell. For one node calculation, to be completely honest, we used linear version of our prediction algorithms without any parallelization capability. By this, we were able to achieve the maximum performance for one CPU. And for two or more calculational nodes, we used parallel version. Because of this reason, you can see that performance increase from one calculational node. So two calculational nodes is less than, in ideal case, 100%. It's around 50%, but it's also very good. After that, by adding more calculational nodes to the grid, we see that we have linear increase of the speed. If you increase the number of calculational nodes by factor of 2, your speed increases twice. If you increase by factor of 5, the speed of the grid computations will increase 5 times. Upper graph is for small data set, lower graph is for large data set. It's of course lower because the size of historical part was 6 times larger. Another problem that any grid software meets is that it scales well up to a certain limit, then it encounters bottlenecks, and after that adding more processing power will not lead to increase of calculations. For our architecture, the bottlenecks, the most obvious, can be database, central node, because the solutions can be scaled well, and network. From these figures, we can see that for large data set, load on database server was 4%, and central node CPU time was negligible. It's 5 seconds, while whole calculations were several hours. Network utilization is also small. It was up to 4%, usually lower. And this means that even given our pretty, not very fast, central node computer and database server, we can increase the number of calculational nodes by factor 20. So we can increase speed of calculations around 200 times using this grid. Also, we see that calculation node resource utilization is around 85%. Which shows that we are consuming nearly all resources and we are managing them well. So now about future developments. Our future developments are divided in two directions. First direction is to port more algorithms to use our framework. We are going in nearest future do feature selection, clustering, association analysis, validation. Second direction is actually to assist the first one. We want to increase robustness of our software so that it will provide more services to data mining algorithms. One of the first steps is to implement shared memory. It means that program algorithm executing on one grid computer will have transparent access to memory on other computers. And it also simplify porting of algorithms and also give us much larger memory that can be achieved on any single computer. And now concluding this presentation is that our grid solution is a statistical package that supports grid computations with following benefits. Basically, using ordinary PCs, not expensive servers, you can achieve performance of virtual supercomputer. It depends how many nodes will you add. Calculational power of our grid for prediction algorithms scales linearly. It also has very simple configuration and user interface. You don't need to prepare your data a special way or write algorithms yourself that will parallelize your model. Also, which is also important for large companies, corporations, that we provide multi-user access, fault tolerance. That's it. Questions?
Actually, what kind of software are you using now?
Well, this is our software. It is based on the Microsoft Windows platform. To implement it, we usually use C++ mostly.
I had one question. Yeah, maybe I missed it, but what kind of algorithm, what exactly do you mean by prediction algorithm?
Prediction algorithm was based on k-nearest neighbors approach. It was slightly modified.
We ultimately ended up with several hundred computers at our disposal. Our problem was finding enough work to do. Our problem, you know, and that meant algorithms and things like that. So what are your customers asking you for in terms of algorithms so that, you know, they will have enough work to do on their computers?
I would say one of the projects that you did last time, it had around 100 variables and 200 millions of records. The database size was around approached